Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live 2.0, redesigned for the new year, 2010. Essentially, a whole new website. You get to create the content. You get to submit show prep ideas, rants, blog posts, whatever you want. Other listeners then get to vote on your ideas or your show prep suggestions, and you can vote on theirs. So head over to freetalklive.com.
It's a real liberty community, and I'm excited about it. And it's
still ground floor, though. Like, there's... I'd like to see some more participation in it, but that'll come over time.
Absolutely.
People start to understand it.
Yeah.
We might. I know Johnson's been talking about having Taryn Lupo from LCLReport.com put together like a how-to video to how to use the site, because it's so much more detailed now than the old site, which was essentially just a brochure for the show with some forums and stuff like that. But now it's far more interactive. So enjoy. It's free over at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we're going to jump right into your phone calls here. But, Mark, you've got a crazy suicide pact story that we'll get to. And I don't know if we've ever talked about suicide pacts on this program. So this may be a new topic. But first, we got to go to your phone calls. And ladies, oh, no, ladies don't come first. She dropped off. Let's start then with Brian in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
I could be a lady if you want me to.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
I was reading on some site that a mid-level bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. makes $94,000 a year.
Sounds right.
You know, for pushing papers. A GS 13, I think they call it, a 13 level. Well, I just got my tax forms back from my accountant this week.
Oh, boy.
And what a coincidence, because $94,000 is exactly what I paid in taxes last year.
Oh, how about that?
You've sponsored a bureaucrat.
That's what I was thinking. I did a project a few years ago for a Christian charity that is one of these things where you can adopt a child in Ethiopia or some third world country. And so what you do is you pay $35 a month or something, and then that child has to send you her picture, and then at least twice a year has to write you a letter saying what's happening in the village, and kind of what's what her life is about, or his life, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you get some connection, and that it's a real child out there.
Yeah, it's kind of neat stuff.
It's a lovely idea.
Yeah. So I was thinking that, they've taken this money from me by force, and I got to get something back for it, so why shouldn't I get pictures of this guy's boat? I don't have a boat. I'm sure he has one. The dude probably gets 5 or 6 weeks of vacation. I have not taken a vacation in 20 years, I want pictures from his vacation.
That way you can live vicariously through the bureaucrat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm making it all possible. I mean, when you make it personal like that, all of a sudden it becomes a little different, and they don't like that.
I think it would do people good to see their money being spent to create this luxury lifestyle for this, like you said, just sort of mid-level bureaucrat who isn't producing anything, just pushing papers around at their expense, and making all that money, and see sort of the lavish lifestyle he has, at least in comparison to their $30,000 a year lifestyle that they're paying quite a bunch of taxes out of and not even getting $30,000.
And you're right, Brian. They don't like it. They don't like it when you bring it home. As we found out here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show, Dale, you and I were both involved in some candlelight vigils that were held outside of the homes of some of the aggressive bureaucrats here in the area, one of the police prosecutors and the robed man that sits in the court. So we held these candlelight vigils, and some people have been very upset about it. In fact, I posted a link to some very angry email that I received specifically in regards to those candlelight vigils. And the emailer was suggesting that, well, I agreed with you guys, and I was getting ready to come out to one of your social meetings, but then...
They always say, that was the kicker.
Right.
Because of that one thing that I don't like, you destroyed something that was wonderful that was going to happen.
He was specifically upset that we had made it personal. with this these bureaucrats and their families. And I said, well, wait a minute.
But they make it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very personal. And that's just it. That's also their excuse for doing it, is that they always say, I'm just doing my job. And whenever you call them on that, if you try and say, well, what about these other people who did these horrible things? They were doing their job at the time. It was legal, but it was still a horrific thing. If you ever call them on that, they're like, oh, how dare you bring up such ridiculous scenarios.
But even,
you know?
Even if it's just this, you know, the money that you take from me, the time you take from me, the amount of time that I was incarcerated, or the pain you caused me physically when you put handcuffs on me and threw me to the ground, or whatever it is. That was personal, dude. You might have just been doing your job, but your job stinks.
And bring the family into it. What about your family? What about, Kurt Hoffman was the one of the activists we're talking
about. What about the people who get to go see their family, their father or their mom? Or their brother for half an hour at a prison.
To his wife and Kurt is still in jail. That's personal.
Yeah, he's in jail. A brother or a child going to see their parent, they get like half an hour a week to go see them behind a piece of glass in a prison uniform, and that's not personal?
Right.
Like, you did not make it personal?
It's ludicrous.
And you're complaining that we stood outside your home on public property
with candles.
Quietly with candles, or sang some peaceful songs while holding candles, and you find that offensive?
Right.
What is wrong with your thinking?
Kurt goes to the hospital, has to get x-rayed, and is in a wheelchair for a number of weeks, and they have to endure a group of people standing in front of their home with some candles.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
On a street that those same people paid for.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me livid when I start thinking about it.
That's the other thing. When I got these tax forms back and I made that connection, I was just really livid. And then I was thinking, I know who this guy is. I know exactly who the guy is. I haven't talked to him on the phone, but he is an actual human. As you guys know, and I've mentioned on the show, I'm involved in Manchester Brewing. And every time we have a beer label that we want to put on and sell, we have to get approved by these bastards in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so we send a label in, and then they reject it. Usually, I mean, there's some of them they've actually gone through, but they reject it, and then for stupid things, and we have to spend more money to change it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bureaucrat. I'm sure that dude's a GS-13 making $94,000 a year.
Yeah.
So not only do I pay for this guy's boat and his 5-week vacation and his, the private schools for his kids, but I also pay him to cost me money and regulate me. I mean, it's even doubly worse.
But he's your servant, though. He's your servant. So you can just fire him anytime.
Okay, I'll just stop paying. How's that?
Hey, man, I'm on board. Let's do it.
I'm scared.
I know. It's scary, isn't it? That's what they have over us is the fear factor. But as soon as we start to lose that, then they have nothing left.
Right.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Brian?
Drink more beer.
Right on. ManchesterBrewing.com. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's not easy standing up for freedom. Standing up for what your beliefs are. I mean, if your beliefs are for freedom, it's not an easy task.
It's funny you mentioned that, too, because I was just at a candlelight vigil last night. It wasn't outside of some bureaucrat's home. It was outside City Hall. Young Americans for Liberty and Students for a Sensible Drug Policy had put it together out in Nashua.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there, and one of the detractors of the outside the home candlelight vigils was there, and because I kind of mentioned it. I said, I'm used to standing out in the cold with a candle, outside the judge's house or the policeman's house. And I got that shaking head like, ugh. And I just didn't even want to start up with him. The beef had been had. We had discussed it. It had been beaten to death, and we had concluded that we disagreed on it. So,
thinking about this, standing up for liberty kind of thing, that you're suggesting that one has to, stop paying taxes to stand up for liberty. And I'm not saying that I don't think that that's a good path. I'm not going to say that. But what
I would say anybody had to do that.
Right. But I would like to point out that I think that it is better to make money and pay your taxes and then support liberty through financial means and through your daily talking with people than it is to decide I'm not going to make money and therefore not pay taxes.
I didn't say not make money.
Right, I know. I'm just saying I think that there's
plenty of people make money and don't pay taxes.
Sure, Ian.
I understand that one of the approaches to not paying taxes is to legally make below a certain amount.
That's what some of the Quakers have done throughout the ages, and I just don't think that succeeds in doing much.
No, I think you should live your life how you want.
Yeah, impoverish yourself so the government doesn't have money for taxes. I don't know.
People do well, and they might find other ways to get their needs met and make things happen, and they're avoiding the risk that comes with you know, the threat that comes with just not paying and actually making the money.
Live how you want, and when the bureaucrats make demands of you, do your best to say no. I think that's a good way to live as somebody who loves freedom. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, and get together with other people who think the same way you do. Free Talk Live.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up, again, absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Oh, my gosh. She held for, like, 23 seconds. We had Paula. People have been asking about Paula. Paula in Florida. She was a... a staple of the show, somebody who would call on a regular basis, and a lot of our listeners fell in love with Paula, and they've been asking about her. And she hasn't been around for, what, at least a year, maybe longer?
Sounds
Mark?
Like that,
it's been
yeah.
a long
yeah.
time. The call screener just told me she was on the line, subject of the call, quote, "I did what you told me and ended up in jail." I don't even know what that's about. I don't know what we told her.
That would have been awesome, a very long time
Paula,
ago if she hasn't called
Paula,
for a year.
Please call back. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your story, and we'll go right to you as soon as the call comes in.
The Institute for Humane Studies summer internship program is now accepting applications. They have seminars on all kinds of topics surrounding liberty. Liberty in education, liberty in Leviathan, the policy from the libertarian perspective. There's 11 total seminars, and they're in different places across the country. And the IHS provides meals and housing. All you have to do is get there. Deadline March the 31st. Go to libertarianseminars.com.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, there was one time we got Paula's phone number because the guys over at Free Minds Television, Free Minds at freemindsmedia.org, they wanted to have her on their TV show, and that meant they'd have to call out while they were producing the show. So there may be somebody may have her number out there floating around, and if she's out of jail now, then that means that we might be able to more easily get in touch with her and find out what the story is. But yes, there is the possibility that if you disobey the state, you will end up in a cage. I mean, that's kind of the point.
That's what they've got. Yeah, that's what they do.
So 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Matt is in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Oh, my God. You guys put Paula in jail?
I didn't put her anywhere.
I'm curious to hear that story.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down in Maryland, in Bethesda. My brother went to Paris and asked me to come house sit for him. So I'm driving around Bethesda, and it's very near Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. It's just outside of D.C. And I notice cars driving around with Washington, D.C. license plates. And on the bottom of Washington, D.C. license plates, it says taxation without representation.
It sure does. I've seen it.
I was amazed. I can't think of anything more honest for the license plates to say out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it feels kind of.
I had to do a double take.
Yeah, it feels kind of like a joke, like that they're upset about it, but they're still kind of having fun with it in some way. Not that I really want to read too much into what the license plate says, but it's very interesting.
I thought, am I missing the no? Was there supposed to be a no on that? It doesn't. It just says taxation without representation. I'm going,
we know
that's the problem.
Well, no, but the point there is that it's a political statement because they don't have so-called representatives for Washington, D.C. Their government is essentially the Congress, as I understand it. And, I mean, there are aldermen and things like that in D.C., but Congress can actually set the rules for Washington, D.C. And so basically it's a political statement saying that, well, everybody else has representatives, but we don't have them. So they're just...
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. The rest of the country is taxed without being represented. Either.
Right. The whole idea of representation is fallacious because right. I couldn't represent the three of you guys that I'm talking to right now accurately. It's not possible. Let alone represent
that.
A million or 100,000 or 10,000 people. It's impossible.
Right. I didn't realize that was the story behind it, but...
It's amazing.
I guess,
it does make a little more sense.
Now you know. Any other thoughts tonight, Matt?
No, I hope Paula calls back because she's been in jail for a year, huh?
If that's true, yeah, that's true. Sure. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Now, I don't know. We never really determined if Paula actually listens to the show.
Yeah, I generally don't think so. That's the case.
I never got the impression that she does. She listens when she's on hold, so when she calls in. See, Paula she's an interesting character. She lives in Florida, and I think it's like the middle of Florida, so it's kind of like not urbanized Florida. the country, if you will, the South, real South. Like, if you live on the West and the East Coast of Florida, you're not really in the South.
Well, Orlando is an exception to that.
She doesn't really even listen when she's on the air. Like, when we're talking to her.
Have you ever actually talked to her?
A little.
Okay.
When she's on the air, she's pretty much just there to talk. And when you talk back, it just, I don't know. But it's fun. I like it when she calls in.
She's got her fax machine. She gets all kinds of conspiratorial information through it. And she's a very interesting character. And, you know, I hope she's all right. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if at any point she calls in tonight, we will interrupt. If we're on a topic or something like that, we'll just jump right into to her phone call to find out what's going on. In the meantime, Mark, tell me about the Suicide Pact.
Who can believe this stuff?
Suicide Pact.
This is really the obvious outcome to this kind of thing. From the dailymail.co.uk, I believe I got this from freetalklive.com, so the interactive website we were talking about earlier. Baby girl survives after being shot in the chest in parents' global warming suicide pact.
Oh, my.
A seven-month-old baby girl survived 3 days alone with a bullet in her chest. Imagine, 3 days, an infant themselves shot.
Right, yeah. I'm not somebody who likes to say anything about ages being anything specific as far as mental capacity, but I'm pretty sure 7 months is too young to consent to something like a suicide pact.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. With a bullet in her chest, beside the parents of her and toddler, her parents' bodies and toddler brother, Argentines Francisco Lotero, 56, and Miriam Coletti, 23. That's a
wow
stretch. Shot their children before killing themselves after making an apparent suicide pact. Killing themselves, it didn't make much sense. Apparent suicide pact over fears about global warming. Their son, Francisco II, died instantly after being hit in the back. But their unnamed daughter cheated death after the bullet from her dad's handgun missed her vital organs. Paramedics rushed her to the hospital covered in blood when police alerted by worried neighbors discovered the massacre 3 days later. The youngster is recovering in the hospital in the town of Goya in the northern Argentine province of Corrèze or whatever. And the parents said that they feared the effects of global warming in a suicide note discovered by the police.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you do to people when you say, oh, my God, the world's going to be on fire.
I'm picturing the pictures. You know, I've seen the pictures that show a globe or about six globes in a line to show like the progress. And it starts off green and blue and ends up red and orange.
It's crazy. Like,
it's going to be Mars.
Even the worst predictions are a couple of degrees, you know.
Right.
But they're showing it as if, the world is like going to catch on fire.
And then one of the pivotal scientists in this whole thing has basically said, it came out, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but it came out that the globe really hasn't warmed since 1995.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely ludicrous if you think that the world's going to stay the same anyway.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the environmental
your baby?
Suicide pact. Do we actually get the contents of the suicide note? We'll find out.
No, that's it.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including updates. You can go and get signed up via the email updates or Twitter or Facebook. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to be presented with all three of those options. That's news.freetalklive.com. Great way to be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. Now then, critical thinking question. First, imagine that you live in an area controlled by a violent gang. Not too hard to imagine that one. What if you started using words like we and us when discussing the gang, even though you weren't actually a member, and their activities? No one in the gang knew or cared about you, and a lot of the gang's activities actually hurt you and your family. Would this kind of thinking eventually lead to sympathy for the gang's activities? Or resistance to the idea that the gang was even doing anything wrong? What if a violent gang was able to develop a 12-year indoctrination system that actually encouraged this very kind of thinking? What if a violent gang already did? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and the worship of violent gangs. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue with your phone calls here, Adam is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hi, folks. I heard you guys talking about your regular listener, Paula, there from Florida.
Yeah.
Sounded like something bad had happened to her. I didn't hear the end of that call there. She's in jail?
She never actually held on long enough to get on the air. She called and dropped off the line 23 seconds after she was screened. So we didn't really have the chance to pick it up. All we got was the subject line of the call that was screened. That was that she said she did what we suggested and that she was put in jail. So I don't know what that's in reference to.
Oh, I see. That's a shame. I can see how it would happen, though, given some of the things you folks suggest, and she's still there in Florida. She gets to claim to get some faxes from time to time, and, you know, she's talking about the economy back in June one time on one of your 60-second promos. Any of those things she say ever come right at all?
Pretty sure the economy has not done the drastic things that the people who have called and predicted drastic things would like
Obama
to have seen.
Obama is saying the same things now, too, though.
Obama is saying the same things now?
Well, you know, some of the people he appointed for a while were saying predictions much in line with Paulus, although not as early.
Well, we'll keep our fingers
crossed.
I always wondered,
you guys talk about how the government messes everything up so badly. Could you imagine if she actually was getting government faxes and nobody knew? That's what drove her crazy.
If she was getting faxes from the state?
Yeah, if nobody knew. And they're just ending up in Paula's, little old Paula's answering machine or fax machine.
That's
not a security agency.
Oh, okay. So you're suggesting like that the actual agencies would be faxing her as opposed to secretively, covertly faxing her, maybe masquerading as some paranoid kook groups?
No. I mean, maybe it's an accident. They're not supposed to get to Paul at all, and the government's so good at bungling.
They got the wrong number, and they don't know because it's connecting, and the fax is being delivered. But the government agencies are so incompetent, they don't realize that they.
And only Paula knows.
Yeah.
I thought
you'd
be able to imagine.
That is a very, very crazy thing to think about, and I appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know what? We've got so many people that are dedicated to working on things like the Free Talk Live Wiki with over 2,000 pages created by our listeners and our website, of course, allowing listeners to interact in various different ways. It would be interesting for a fan of Paula's to like come up with a tribute to Paula. Just somebody who has gotten, you know, they're aware of the episodes in which Paula has appeared, and they would want to go through, for whatever reason, maybe because they're just such a fan of Paula, and put together some kind of, you know, 3-minute long or however long little feature about Paula.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Right. That's why I'm suggesting it, because I'm sure as hell not going to do it.
Could they do an audio montage with little background music?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
There have been
Paula
throughout the years, many callers like Paula who have had their fans and they've just kind of dropped off and gone on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Paula, it may be one of the most recent ones, but.
Yeah, she was as a post syndications. She certainly was not one of the earlier.
Walt was, post syndications.
Yeah, right. Well, now we're reminiscing too much. We can't bring up characters that nobody understands. I mean, at least we've been explaining Paula. In fact, we can do a little tribute to her because I did put her in one promo.
Free Talk Live, the show where anyone can call about whatever they want, and we do mean anyone.
Ginger in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just thought I'd call and give y'all some news. We found
Ginger.
Out on a.
Wait, I thought your name was Paula.
Huh?
Are you trying to hide your identity, Paula? Are you trying to protect yourself from the NSA and the New World Order? I thought your name was Paula.
No. Anyway,
your name's Ginger?
Yeah.
Why has it been Paula every other time you've called?
I guess she does call, too. Anyway, I just
sister?
Want to give you some information. We
yeah,
just heard on another
Ginger.
Program that, well, actually, the whole world is going to a world collapse. They said we have till the 1st of June.
So what I want to know, Ginger, is do you know who Paula is?
I'm trying to give you some information.
You've given me the information. You said the world's going to collapse in less than a week.
I'm going to start drinking now, and I'm not coming out of it until after July's over.
Free Talk Live, Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
So there she is.
I love that promo.
Yeah.
It tickles me. I love how she was trying to.
She's so distinctive, and she doesn't realize it. Like, Paula, you are incredibly distinctive.
She seems like she should be working at a diner, you know, where
pouring
coffee.
Yeah, she totally would.
What do you want, hon?
Yeah. So there you go.
Cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
That's my quickie. That's my quickie best of Paula. But if somebody's out there that's a big fan, it would be kind of fun to expand that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if we're lucky, she will be able to call back in before she gets put in jail again. I'm so sorry to hear that. I don't wish that on anybody. That's when I talk about doing disobedience and things like that, it's not my intention for anybody to go to jail. But it's a reality. It's something that you have to realize that if you are going to say no to the state at some point, there is a fairly good chance that they will decide to put you in a cage.
And I usually recommend that people it is empowering to start disobeying, but I would say take baby steps.
Absolutely.
You know, find your comfort level, and you can do a lot of – you can engage in little acts of civil disobedience that are really – not likely to put you in jail. I mean, you know, but you might find your comfort level going out, and at some point you might say, yeah, you know what, I'm willing to go to jail for a few days because I really want to make a statement about this, you know. But until you do, take baby steps, you know.
You know, Ian and I were talking sort of off air and you know, sort of friendship time about some of the political stuff that's going on in the town that I live in, and it's kind of interesting that, you know, you think of the political arena as being, you know, it's no big deal participating in that, it's safe and all that other stuff, but, you know, it's gotten so nasty in this particular selectman's race.
That's how I think of politics personally, is nasty.
It is nasty. It absolutely is. And I saw that somebody putting up their sign for this the opposing select person today, and I'm like, I want to destroy that sign. And
oh boy.
And you know, I'm sure they feel the same about my sign. I've got mm-hmm. a big old sign that's not particularly.
And some people actually do go out and destroy.
Yeah, yeah.
Signs.
I've actually got a hole in the sign from
already?
When I previously had Ron Paul on it. Somebody shot through the hole through the sign.
They shot the sign?
Well, it's rural New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, people
wow.
have guns. I suppose it could have been anything that flew through there, but there's a hole in the sign.
It's wood, right?
It's a coroplast, corrugated plastic.
Gotcha.
But you know, the funny thing is you think of civil disobedience as being much more confrontational and stuff like that. Taking my parking ticket to court hasn't been any problem at all. So if you think of that as any kind of civil disobedience,
yeah,
you know,
well, it is to some degree confrontational.
It's
saying no. Like, I had an argument recently about whether it's civil disobedience if you do it secretly and quietly. I don't think it is. Like the whole point of civil disobedience is to make it public. And if you're doing it quietly and secretively, well, that's still good. That's more like agorism.
Yes.
You know, but I think of civil disobedience as you're doing it to make a point. And
monkey
you're
wrenching,
bringing
I think?
You're bringing as much attention to it as possible.
Do you think monkey wrenching agorism, would be a better term than agorism?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, someone who's disobeying privately, you know, is presumably doing it for personal benefit, which is fine. Like, you know, like engaging in a business endeavor or something like that without permission, without going and getting a business license or something like that. I wouldn't necessarily call that civil disobedience unless they're being public about it.
But going and taking a parking ticket, challenging it in court, isn't necessarily civil disobedience
civil
either.
Well,
but it is monkey wrenching because you're gumming up the system.
I call it that. I mean, he may not bring a lot of attention to it, but he's being public about it.
Okay, all right. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What if you don't have a blog? Free Talk Live.
The legendary Race Into the Night, the world's fastest sports car racing door-to-door for 12 hours in an epic showdown. Be there Saturday, March 20th at Sebring International Raceway. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 20th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, and other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race. Gates open on Wednesday, March 17th. Order your tickets today. Call 800-626-7223 or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and scars of the American Le Mans Series, 7 supporting races, vintage race cars, driver autograph sessions, the party zone, and much more. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. Children 12 and under admitted free. For more info, visit SebringRaceway.com. The 58th annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 20th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when.
So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a 4th week of food free. That's buy 3, get 1 free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy 3, get 1 free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a list of things that you can do to help get the show into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You know, we jumped into Adam's call there about Paula a moment ago, but we never really had a chance to finish up discussion on the earlier topic of the suicide pact. I feel like I have a few more thoughts on that. Of course, you guys are welcome to share yours if you want as well. Toll free, 800-259-9231. But the story is that this couple, and you read through the whole thing, right? This couple, and what country was this?
It was in Argentina.
Argentina. They, one of them was 23, the other in his 50s, and they killed their children, or they attempted to, they killed one and attempted to kill the other.
Yes, they shot their children.
Right. And they killed themselves. They allegedly left a suicide note talking about that the reason why they did this was allegedly because they were concerned about the health of the earth, about the environment.
And, you know, you can kind of see it. I mean, if you believe that carbon dioxide is killing the planet, is going to kill the planet, destroy the planet, then the fact is, you need to stop carbon dioxide from being produced. And humans are big producers of carbon dioxide, so kill your kids. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I've been wondering, and I've been trying to get figures on this, and I tried researching online and stuff, but I didn't care enough to really, like, dig terribly, terribly deeply. But I've wondered, how does a human compare to a car? And it seems like, you know, a car is a lot. It burns a lot of energy and so forth. But
I don't use it that often.
But, yeah, you drive your car occasionally, whereas you're breathing 24 hours a day, every day of your life.
Right.
And I wonder, how does a human compare to, say, a car? Because there's a lot of concern that, you know, the idea is that it's human-induced.
Well, here's the stupid part, though, Dale.
Yeah.
Is that carbon dioxide isn't a terrible greenhouse gas.
No.
It's food
comparative
for trees,
right?
Right, right. There's a tremendous benefit
right.
to higher carbon dioxide levels in the air.
Nitrous oxide, bad one. That's produced by corn, which is what the ethanol, what they're making. making more, you're planting more of in order to make the ethanol out of. So the government has mandated more greenhouse gases being produced. Methane, which is a is produced by cows and sheep and pigs and things like that, which the government subsidizes meat production far more than it does produce production. So the government is a huge, tremendous creator of carbon dioxide, or excuse me, greenhouse gases.
If you believe that's something that's bad, then yeah, the government is something
right.
To look
right.
At.
It, well, if you know, they claim that they're greenhouse gases. I'm just talking about what they're talking
yeah.
about. But the fact is that methane is significantly more destructive in the area of greenhouse gases. If you believe this story,
well, and carbon dioxide,
And
carbon dioxide also doesn't work as effectively as a greenhouse gas
right.
in areas of, yeah.
Not nearly as much as, say, methane.
Well,
so you could be a vegetarian.
Moist areas.
You could be a vegetarian and drive a Hummer and do more for, then you'd be doing more for the environment than you were if you ate hamburgers and you drove a Yugo. Like, that's how much different it is.
Yeah.
So the campaigns here to stop companies from producing carbon dioxide and all that other stuff, these cap and trades and all these other plans, are really just tax schemes because it would be a heck of a lot more effective, the amount of dollars that have been put into lobbying, all this stuff that goes into it, to do education, to say to Americans and people around the world, hey, don't eat meat one meal of the week. I mean, I think you could get people to do that. If you could get the little kiddies
you're
on board.
You're not saying go vegetarian. You're
right.
saying just don't once
right.
a week. You know?
Once a
and
week.
And if you really want to be effective,
meat.
Then go vegetarian or something. If you're that concerned to
Absolutely.
The point where you got to kill yourself.
But as though it matters, I mean, this is all presuming it's true that these greenhouse gases are somehow damaging the earth. And there have been a lot of cows and animals on this planet for a long time.
Right. The idea, I mean,
and volcanoes that spew massive amounts of carbon dioxide into the air that kind of dwarf everything else.
That's a great point.
Well, and it, you know, brings me back to the person who, when we were talking about the guy who flew his plane into the IRS building, it's really not so much about it, what to me is that such an irrational level of desperation. It's really just someone who's in a death spiral of hopelessness. Because my thought is, if you're really out to make things better, you can do it. You can do so much more alive.
Absolutely.
Well, even if you go really radical, which I'm not suggesting, but like if before you kill yourself, be an enviro terrorist or something. I'm not a fan of enviro terrorists. I don't understand why someone doesn't do like really devote their life to changing the world for the better. Unless, and the only explanation I can come up with, and what seems it seems like the most reasonable explanation to me, is that they are just in this sort of. Not rational, but this sort of spiral of hopelessness where they feel helpless and they just really are miserable because they feel, you know, something has driven them to this state of feeling like there's nothing I can do, it's hopeless,
right.
And I'm just, you know, I can't handle it, and they kill themselves.
It's hard to believe that these people would have been driven to that point by just this one issue. But then again, I don't look at it in the same way as they do. It doesn't have the same emotional pull with me as it does for them. I mean, I would like to think there was something else going on in their lives.
There's definitely something else going on.
There
I think they would have found something else if it weren't this. There would have been something else that the media is driving all these horror stories into us constantly, and there would have been something else that drove them to hopelessness. I think that's totally my opinion. I think that they were in a state of mind where they were feeling these horror stories surrounding them, and it drove them to hopelessness. And we need to learn from this. I'm sorry, a lot of liberty loving people see hopelessness all around them. Learn from this. You know, do something really powerful with your life. Don't get driven. Don't go into the spiral of hopelessness. Do something and do whatever it takes to feel like you're doing the best you can. You're more useful alive. Than dead.
I agree, because it's not a good place to be if you don't think there's any way that you can fix something. If you believe that things that produce carbon dioxide are ruining the world, then you really are in a place that you just can't fix anything. I do have that article. I pulled it up with the Climategate U-turn. A scientist at Center of Roe admits there has been no global warming since 1995, if you want to get into that one.
Well, really, I just wanted to focus more on the suicide aspect of this. And I would love to actually see what their suicide letter, what their final note says, just out of curiosity to see what was going through these people's minds, or at least – the bit of it that they wanted to share with the world. So if somebody digs that one up, I'd be very, very interested to see that. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. But it's just so sad. And Dale, you're right. I mean, you look at the guy flying his plane into the building. Is that what you were advocating when you said enviro-terrorism? I mean, what does that mean?
He wasn't an enviro-terrorist. Enviro-terrorists
like hurting people or what?
Enviro-terrorists are like the people who blow up SUV parks and stuff, there was some big thing where they burned a bunch of SUVs and some car salesmen. And of course, insurance like replaced all of them in no time, and they did more harm to the environment than good in the process. So I'm not supporting enviro-terrorism.
I'm just saying,
there's so many, like, if I ever find myself, and I don't think I've never been like so close to be in this position, but if I ever found myself seriously contemplating suicide, I always think anywhere I even get like remotely close to that point in my past, I always think, well, there's so much I could do instead if I feel like there's nothing to lose.
Because
I'm ready to kill myself. Like, if you're ready to kill yourself, then you're ready to make an absolutely radical change in your life. Just make a change. You know, something about your life is making you miserable. And figure out what that is and do a radical change. I think most people resist that because they're afraid of losing something. They're afraid of taking some big risk. What if I make a decision that ends up being a bad decision? It's so different from what I'm used to. We're in a rut. We're in a routine that we're comfortable with, even if it's making us miserable. I think a lot of people are in jobs that are making them miserable. And if you get to the point where you feel like, oh, I'm being driven to this depressing state.
Feel powerless.
Where I'm spiraling into misery, for whatever reason, maybe just because you feel like your life has no meaning or whatever. Well, give it meaning. Take that big risky step that's going to radically change your life.
What if you have to lose at that point,
right? If you're going to kill yourself, take one step back in extremity. I'm not saying everyone go and take radical steps all of a sudden. I'm talking to the people who are at the point where they're ready to kill themselves.
Absolutely.
Be a little less radical and make that decision that you kind of wanted to do but you were scared to do because of what the repercussions might be. Well, guess what? You were going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So do it. You know, do what you think is going to make you happy now.
It's like I said with Brian earlier. Once you essentially have nothing left to lose, then they have no more power over you. I mean, they who would be in control of you.
You can engage in some very powerful civil disobedience at that point.
Absolutely.
You know, you're ready. You know what? You're ready to kill yourself. Well, now you're ready to go to jail. You know, to not pay your taxes or whatever,
drastic.
Go to Iraq when they want to send you there and you join the military. Whatever it is.
There are a lot of soldiers that kill themselves over there. You're absolutely right, and it's the easy way out. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's been said that there's very little that's worth doing that is easy. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.